Abraham, Republicans unite behind Eddie Risbone in Louisiana as Democrat John Bel Edwards struggles to hang on. By Matthew Boyle on November 6, 2019. Louisiana's governor's race a week from Saturday offers the GOP nationally a chance to atone for the loss in Kentucky by taking a governor's mansion back from Democrats in the South after losing another one this week. Businessman Eddie Risbone, the GOP candidate for governor, is experiencing a surge of support from Republicans statewide unifying behind his candidacy as he rises in the polls in what is shaping up to be a tight photo finish on the bayou. After getting into the runoff back in the October 12 jungle primary, Risbone has quickly unified Republicans in Louisiana behind his campaign, bringing in most of the senior team behind his chief GOP rival Representative Ralph Abraham, RLA, during that round. Abraham quickly endorsed Risbone that night as he conceded the race. And now, his team is working to ensure Risbone is victorious in the Louisiana gubernatorial runoff on Saturday, November 16. Incumbent Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards, meanwhile, has turned to national Democrats like former President Barack Obama and failed 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton's team for help. Edwards' team is also internally fighting, sources with knowledge of the matter say, over control of the message and reins of the campaign as these new national Democrats with Clinton ties fly into Louisiana to work for his team in the home stretch after he underperformed expectations back on October 12. As Breitbart News reported, Edwards has brought in veteran Hillary Clinton Democrat staffer Scott Arsenault in the runoff to help with his campaign in the final home stretch. What's more, former President Obama recorded a robocall for Edwards on Election Day back on October 12, urging Louisiana voters to get out and vote for Governor John Bel Edwards. Lionel Rainey, a top advisor previously to Abraham who is now working for the Republican Governors Association, RGA, to elect Risbone as the GOP unifies in the state, told Breitbart News that the contrast between both sides could not be clearer. President Donald Trump is headed to Louisiana on Wednesday night to campaign again for Risbone. He appeared before the October 12 jungle primary alongside both Risbone and Abraham back then, urging Louisiana voters to back either one in the October 12 race to keep Edwards under 50% and force this runoff. Risbone made it to the runoff, lining up the battle that is coming up next week. Trump has been very active in the race, weighing in repeatedly to help Risbone too. One of the key strategies of Edwards' team in the home stretch has been to try to divide Abraham and Risbone supporters in the runoff, to keep Risbone from coalescing enough support to get over the top. On October 12, Edwards finished with an abysmal 46.6%, Risbone got 27.4%, and Abraham got 23.6%, for a combined GOP total of 51%. But Edwards' strategy is not working particularly well, GOP sources in the state say, because of how quickly and swiftly Abraham and his team have rallied behind Risbone. Part of the reason why Trump is heading to Monroe, Louisiana, in the northern part of the state, Abraham's congressional district and his turf, on Wednesday night is that Abraham personally called the president and asked him to come there specifically to help Risbone. Abraham confirmed this in a tweet last week when the rally was announced. With Tuesday's likely loss in Kentucky's governor's race, the Associated Press still has not called the race. But Republican incumbent Governor Matt Bevin trailed by several thousand votes to Democrat Attorney General Andy Beshear in a race Bevin has as of now not conceded. The stakes in Louisiana get higher heading into next week. The Louisiana race offers Republicans an opportunity for redemption and the ability to legitimately claim that Kentucky was a one-off and not a trend nationally against Republicans.